Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of July 2019. Supreme Court has called upon the Bar Council of India, BCI, to submit a list of lawyers who have been acted against throughout the country for unruly behavior and for striking work in courts. The court directed the BCI to collate data from all state bar councils and inform how many cases of disciplinary actions are pending against the lawyers across the country and for how long. Supreme Court has ruled that its judgments which are passed in exercise of appellate jurisdiction are binding precedents even if they are brief. The court observed that once a special leave petition has been granted, the doors for exercise of appellate jurisdiction of this court have been let open. Gujarat High Court has observed that local authorities can prohibit owners of malls and multiplexes from collecting parking fee under the provisions of the Comprehensive General Development Control Regulation 2017. Delhi High Court has rejected a petition challenging the AAP government's proposal to make metro ride free for women, saying it is for the authorities to decide on giving concession to a particular class. The court declined to entertain the plea, saying there is no substance in it and imposed a cost of 10,000 rupees on the petitioner to be deposited within 4 weeks. Madras High Court has come to the rescue of the Forest Department in retrieving 29.33 acres of reserve forest land in Sholinganallur Taluk from the Kwedi Millat Educational and Social Trust. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the Union Home Ministry, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, and the J&K government to submit its objections to a plea questioning the functioning of the NIA in the state. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has sought a report from the government on monitoring of different food items in Jammu and Kashmir, while hearing a ratio motu public interest litigation against food adulteration. The court directed the authorities concerned to file the report within 4 weeks. Madras High Court has directed the state government to explain within 10 days the steps taken to implement a Supreme Court order that dealt with measures to prevent caste based on killings. The court was acting on its own, based on various media reports of caste killings in Tamil Nadu. Kerala High Court has directed the state government to implement in 4 months the decision taken by a meeting of state education secretaries to do away with the practice of moderation, except in the case of ambiguity in question papers, in secondary and senior secondary board examinations. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea by the police that only a single FIR is required in cases where all investors depositors were cheated in pursuance of a single conspiracy. For example, a lone home buyer is treated as the complainant while other affected persons are shown as witnesses in a criminal case. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has sought details of Vikram Bakshi and his wife Madhurima Bakshi to file on an affidavit detailing the proceeds obtained by them from the sale of their stake in Connaught Plaza Restaurants Limited to McDonald's India Private Limited. Lok Sabha has passed the New Delhi International Arbitration Centre Bill, 2019. The bill, which replaces an ordinance promulgated in March this year, provides for the incorporation of the New Delhi International Arbitration Centre for creating an autonomous regime for institutionalized arbitration. Kerala High Court, KHC, has held that near transportation facilities to the students is not a replacement to establishing schools for elementary education. The court observed that the state government cannot do away with its duty to establish schools having classes 1 to 5 every kilometer and of schools having 6 to 8 every 3 kilometers. NGT has directed the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, to conduct a study and finalize guidelines for checking pollution caused by dairies throughout the country. The tribunal noted that livestock is a major source of methane emissions and the problem in India is severe.